Dr. Adams, Professor Van Rye, Vivian Blake, friends and colleagues. All research begins with questions. And so we asked, why do some health problems become public issues, demanding societal solutions, whereas youth road trauma, a leading cause of youth morbidity and mortality in New Zealand and worldwide, remains mostly a matter of personal responsibility? Why, in adolescent road safety, do we fail to utilize the very first injury prevention strategy outlined by the father of injury prevention, William Haddon, when he said, prevent the creation of the hazard in the first place? Why do we address multisectoral harm done by our drinking culture, but rarely even talk about multisectoral harm done by our driving culture? Lastly, why haven't efforts that encourage voluntary shift from cars to active and public transport been focused on youth, since they are most at risk of harm, most amenable to change before the behavior becomes ingrained, and most likely to sustain improved health trajectories into adulthood? These questions, occurring in an era of dangerous climate change and energy constriction, demanded a new paradigm. This new paradigm promotes the adoption of alternatives to ubiquitous youth driving in private cars. It is about the freedom for youth to choose their own mobility options with full knowledge of the health, societal, and environmental impacts of each. So those are the questions that got us started. Exploring the answers and what to do about them is the journey that the DSM-SDHB Research Development Award has allowed us to begin. For taking a chance, for supporting dreamers who think out of the box, on behalf of everyone involved in the Adolescent Mobility Health Consortium, we warmly thank you for your support.